This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Someone asked a question on the internet, and that question is this: what's popular right now that you have zero interest in? And there were some very fun responses. Here are a couple of the highlights. The endless cycle of reboots and remakes.
I mean, I'm okay with some of them. I guess it's just I'm very hypocritical because there's some where I'm like, I can't wait for this reboot. But then there are others like a lot of, or like the remakes of like certain films that I feel like haven't warranted a remake yet.
I just saw that they have a trailer for Gladiator 2, and I was like, don't do anything dirty to Gladiator 1.
I still have I've never seen Gladiator 1.
Another one on the list, AI anything.
Well, I mean, I'm a fan of artificial. I'm a fan because I don't want them to kill me when they finally take over the world.
Oh, you're definitely on their team for sure, Steve.
When I use ChatGPT for GPT, I can't even still do it, the robot site. For anything, whenever I ask, I always say please and thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I'm only doing it because I'm afraid that one day they'll be like, hey, that guy, he was very rude to us. Because I know people who are rude to the AI programs.
Really?
For funsies, they'll call it a bitch and things like that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going down that road.
Not worth it. 206-803-ROCK. To our rockaholics, what is popular right now that you have zero interest in? Bruce from Mill Creek, give us your details. What are you currently having zero interest in that everybody else seems to be interested in?
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's America's team right there, Bruce. So one thing that came up on this was a celebrity podcast. So I'm taking it that you don't listen to the Travis and what's his brother? Jason Kelce podcast.
I didn't even know they had one, actually.
It's really good. You should check it out. I'm kidding.
206-803-ROCK. Anything that's popular right now that you have zero interest in?
I did see on there one of the things with Cybertrucks.
Oh, yeah, no. Hard pass.
What about pickleball?
I mean, I like pickleball. I'm not obsessed with pickleball, but I'll play.
I've only played it once, and I thought that was going to be my thing. My wife and I, like, we're going to play pickleball all the time. We've never played it again.
Did you get gear, your own gear?
Oh, yeah, full matching jerseys and matching paddles with our faces. No, of course not.
Well, I thought maybe, you know, if you're going to get into it, you know, do they have special pickleball shorts or do you just wear regular shorts?
I'm not positive just yet, but I'll let you know if we ever get it. Although at Target, they did have pickleball paddles that were way cheaper than the ones that some of the people that we were playing with. Like, they're like, they dropped like $200 on some of those paddles.
Dang. I'm
like, it is funny too because like there's a lot of people that are into it that you don't know that are into it. Like my friend Chris, best friend in the world, I didn't know that because he never tells me he's playing pickleball. But then I see on his Venmo, because you know how it like shows like what the people are paying for other people for, and it's like for all the pickleball this weekend and blah blah blah, and he's giving other people. I'm like, you're into pickleball? God dang it.
That's code for prostitutes, actually.
Oh, probably yeah. You're not, you know what? Yeah. It probably is.
It's a thing.
One that's on this list that I agree I have zero interest in is Stanley Cups. Not like the hockey kind.
I was like, how dare you?
The expensive mugs.
I still don't get why they're so expensive.
No.
Because they have knockoff versions that seem like they do the exact same thing, hold a beverage and keep it kind of cool or keep it warm, and they do just as good of a job. But I guess it's just you're paying for the brand.
Absolutely.
The one I saw that cracked me up on there, they mentioned broccoli haircuts.
What the heck is that?
So have you, say, when I go to the gym, I see this a lot, and it's not so much the haircuts, it's just the whole look. It's like these high school kids, they got the bushy hair. And like the short sides, it's just like, it looks like your head is broccoli, which I don't have a problem with so much.
Now that you explained it to me, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. It's that head.
You know what? I've never heard it explained that way, but I hate it too. So you know what? In.
Honestly, Steve, if you could grow hair again, but the only way that you could grow hair was to have a broccoli haircut, would you do it?
To troll my wife for at least one day? Absolutely. But then it's also the thing that's popular right now. I see at the gym all the time and it drives me up a wall are the pajama pants. You got these broccoli hair kids and they got their pajama pants on. And I'm just like, what are we doing? Are you that lazy that you couldn't put on some like athletic shorts?
Or get a haircut? I mean,